Longtime treasurer for George Santos resigns as financial scrutiny grows. By Simon Kent on February 1, 2023. The longtime campaign treasurer for freshman New York Representative George Santos, R., has stepped down according to a letter sent to the Federal Elections Commission, FEC, and made public late Tuesday. Nancy Marks sent a missive to the FEC making public her decision. She served as treasurer for Santos's 2020 and 2022 campaigns. At the request of the FEC, I am submitting this Form 99 stating that I have resigned as treasurer for the Devolder Santos for Congress Committee as of January 25, 2023, she said in her submission. Marks also resigned from four other political committees affiliated with Santos: Devolder Santos Van Duyne Victory Committee, Devolder Santos Nassau Victory Committee, Devolder Santos for Congress Recount, and Devolder Santos Victory Committee, according to the New York Post. Marks noted she had formally resigned from those positions last week. The same day paperwork was filed with the FEC naming Wisconsin-based consultant Thomas Dattweiler as campaign treasurer. The campaign had begun preparing for Marks to leave her role, but that stalled when Dattweiler said he would not serve, and his lawyer claimed on January 25 the Santos team had listed him as treasurer without his authorization. On Monday we informed the Santos campaign that Mr. Dattweiler would not be serving as treasurer, attorney Derek Ross said. It appears there's a disconnect between that conversation and the filings today, which we did not authorize. Federal law mandates every political committee needs to have a treasurer to raise or spend money. The treasurer is also responsible for oversight of campaign filings to the FEC. The filing deadline for the end of 2022 is Tuesday. The resignation was announced within hours of Santos confirming he is stepping down from his congressional committees, one day after meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA. The Long Island Republican is facing numerous calls from colleagues to resign from office on top of committee assignments already relinquished. He is also facing multiple investigations by prosecutors into his personal and campaign finances and lies, which he admitted to, concerning his resume, family background, and faith. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.